Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Ministry Along the Way Radio. My name is Demetria. I'm one of your co-hosts.
Hello, guys. I am Tanyelle. Happy Tuesday.
Hi, Tanyelle.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Were you able to hear our intro music?
Yes, I did. Where did you find that song?
I love that song. That's old Yolanda Adams. That's, you know,
I
love that song. And I've just listened to it, in fact. I just listened to the full song before it was time to go on the air. So it just says it all. More than just the melody, more than just the rhyme. You know, I just love that song. I was just hoping that you got to hear it and hear some of those words and phrases in there.
Yes, and that was actually my first time hearing it. And so I didn't know it was
really
an old song. And yes, it was. So thanks for playing that song. I said, okay, is that where she got the title for the show? As I was listening to it. So a great song. I can't wait to listen to it again. I will YouTube it when we get off the air.
Yeah, that was a great song. It was a great album, actually, of course. So, what do you expect from Yolanda Adams? But,
exactly.
You know, perfection, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, so how are you?
Mm-hmm. I am doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, you know, ever on the run, but life is good. I feel good. Just glad to be here again at the computer and doing another show. I think it's a good topic. I hope we can have some fun with it tonight and get some insights on just what music means to us. So with that said, I may as well go ahead and mention the title of the show since I've stepped out here this far, Music, More Than Just a Melody. That's what we're talking about tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, so what made you think about this? This is a really fun topic, interesting topic, especially coming from someone who I love music, also love to dance. However, as of late,
okay.
I have been listening to more of the words of even old music that I used to listen to, and I would listen to the words, and I said, is that what they were saying? So so I'm interested in where this is going to go, this conversation. As you and I know, most people don't know, we get together and we'll talk about sometimes over the phone, or if we see each other, about what we can possibly talk about. But for the most part, we don't share each other's viewpoints too in-depthly because we leave it for the show.
Right.
So I'm interested in hearing how this conversation is going to go. And what made you think about this? I want to know.
I wanted to do kind of a lighter topic, and I think just music speaks to everybody on some level. I don't remember when the idea came to me. I can't remember what day. It might have been yesterday. I think it was. But music is always there. And I say it that way. I can't remember because music is a big part of my life. So I'm never too far from thinking about it. So that's why I can't remember when I thought about doing it for a show topic. It just means so much to me.
Okay,
yeah,
do you play any instruments? Do you play any musical instruments?
Not,
or have you played any?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I used to play the piano, and that actually, if I have to say I have a regret, I try not to live life with regrets, but I do have that one, and that is that I did not continue with my piano. That's a major regret in my life. So if anybody out there listening, if you are a piano student, if you are a violin student, whatever it is, of music, continue. If your kids are in it, do whatever you can to encourage them to keep at it, to just make that a lifelong passion. I wish this day, and I do have a thought sometimes, like, I'm going to take lessons again.
You know, because I was getting ready to say it's never too late.
Fit that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is fitting it in. So it's always, I'm going to try to find a way to fit that in. But it's always there. And there's no instrument that moves me more than a piano. Violin comes close, but piano, yeah. How about you?
Okay.
Did you play an instrument?
Never. No, I never did. I did not. I remember once in school, I believe it was in high school, and they did this little test to see if you, I guess, had some type of musical skills and if you should go into music class or something. And I didn't do well on that test, I guess, because it wasn't, you know, advised to me that I should pick up music. But I do sing in the choir. And I love it.
Okay.
I used to sing in the choir when I was a child. And coming back full circle, singing in the choir now, I absolutely adore it. I'm having the time of my life. And I say if I weren't in the choir singing, then I would be annoying somebody sitting next to me on Sunday morning, just in the regular, you know, as I'm sitting in the service, if I'm not in the choir, because I mean, it's just my way of saying thank you, Lord. So,
I do love
the choir.
Just have to sing.
Yeah, and I love karaoke. So, yeah. My voice is
and
my
I
musical instrument,
too.
I guess. You do?
I don't love karaoke. I love to sing, and I have to get it out. That's what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't have a great singing voice, but that doesn't stop me. So,
me either.
Just throw that in. It doesn't stop me at all.
Me too, listen, I don't either. The church where I worship, I'm on the praise team, and God bless their little hearts because I was asked to sing the song "Thank You, Lord." I'm like, what? And I did it, and it was amazing because again, I just thought about the fact that I was actually thanking God truly. And so, yeah, and I am not a soloist by any means, but, hey, you know, yeah.
Well, not to put you on the spot, but why don't you give us a little sample?
No.
That's your song. Go ahead and give us a little sample.
I didn't actually write that song.
No pressure.
Sounds
like you're going to pass.
That's pressure. Maybe later on. Let's see. Maybe later on.
Yeah, but whether you play an instrument or have a great singing voice or not, I think just for everybody, music means something. It moves human beings. And even people, I thought about this last night as I was pondering more about the show and just thinking about music and what it does to people. You know, even deaf people can be moved by music. I've seen it. I've seen one time I was in a service where there's this little test that was going on for the participants and to show them somewhat what it was like being deaf. So they had these headphones on that blocked out all the sound, and they could still feel the vibrations and the beat of the music, and you could see them, you know, clapping or, you know, tapping their feet in tune with the music. So I'm not speaking for deaf people or anything like that, but I do know music even transcends not having the ability to hear. It still moves you. It's still, I don't know, it's just something, I guess, in the airwaves. And I think
it may be the vibrations.
The vibrations. And I think that's all from God. I think it's just godly that it's part of Him. That something we can't even see. We can't see music. We can't touch it. We can't feel it physically or tangibly, but we can feel it emotionally. We can feel it, you know, just on a mental level. And that kind of blows me away. You know, it blows me away. Not just music, but even the words and the lyrics to songs. Mm-hmm. It just stirs me. So when you were saying just a minute ago about you listen to the words. Now, I am a wordy person. I love words. You know, the dictionary is not far from my reach, or I have dictionary.com on in my favorites. Even on my phone, I have the dictionary app. So I love words. And when I hear the words of songs, sometimes a phrase will just get me, and I'll just be stuck on it. Right now, Before I say the next thing, let me go ahead and say welcome to the show. We just jump right in. To our listening audience, we are talking about music tonight, the music that moves us and speaks to us. And if you want to call in and participate, go ahead and dial 347-637-3604. Press the number one, and we want to hear from you. We want to know what your favorite song. We want to know why they're your favorite song. We do have a caller already. I am going to just acknowledge you. I know you're going to hold on and wait. Just give me just a few minutes, because I do want to play. This is the song that has been stuck in my heart and in my head for the past 2 weeks. So I want to play this one first. We are going to share with y'all tonight some of our favorites. This is We Fall Down. Whole song. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. Holy, 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 we cry holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. And it has just stirred my spirit for the past 2 weeks, straight from the book of Revelation. And I just, it's doing something to me. I've been weeping when I hear that song. The power of songs and words, and when God puts it in a person's spirit, in that creative part of them, I think that's a part of God coming out, and it touches people. Certainly that song has touched me.
And then you know what, Demetria? Oh, no, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the words of that song are so touching. And it's funny that you brought up this topic even to discuss it, because maybe for the past, I want to say 2.5 weeks or so, I listen to a lot of gospel music on Pandora. I'm a Pandora listener. I don't listen too much to the radio lately. But I actually was looking for praise and worship music. And sometimes a musical beat in itself, you just explained that with deaf individuals, but even sometimes a beat can kind of get us emotionally involved, right? And I'm going to go back to that later on about sometimes just the beat of a song can kind of draw people, and you may never particularly pay attention to the words. But what I've been doing within the last 2.5 weeks is I purposefully searched out songs that kind of didn't have a lot of the drum beats to it. I'm not a musician, so I don't know how you would say that, but these up-tempo songs, because I wanted to put more emphasis on the wording of the song. I was singing a song one day, and the words were, and by any means, I'm not trying to discount the song, but it was, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. And I've sung that song so much. And so I was singing it, and all of a sudden, this particular time as I was singing, I said, wait a minute, whatever you're doing, Lord, do I want whatever you're doing? Because it could be a particular time in the season where God may be placing judgment or what. Do I really want whatever? So it kind of made me. It's a heavy thing to say. Thank you. And so that kind of made me search for something. Like, I wanted to praise and worship just due to the wording of the songs and not so much of the beat. And I just really searched out particularly a song almost like sounding the same, you know, that you just displayed just now, because I know it's so easy to get caught up in the rhythm of music. But I wanted authentic praise and worship, and that was personally for me. So that's been going on for the past maybe 2.5 weeks. So it's funny that you, you know, you brought this topic up. And then also that you mentioned that you're a wordy person and you like to particularly, the words kind of stick out at you. So, yeah.
Right. They do. I mean, I can literally get caught on a phrase. And like I said before, I'll be weeping. It just does something to me. It's like, oh, my God, that you put that in some songwriter's heart. And how did they come up with that lyric? It is just... Sometimes takes my breath away. It's like, yes, and it's saying exactly what I'm feeling. It's giving words to maybe something that I didn't have the words to express. So I appreciate that so much. Songwriters, I think, are brilliant. they just are, to be able to turn a phrase like that, especially, you know, like the song that I just prayed. It's so simple. That is the simplest of songs, and yet it speaks so loudly, so deeply. And for me, it just gives me a sense of who Jesus is, all that he is and all that I am, standing in his presence. It's no, this is all about you.
Right.
You deserve the glory. It's got nothing to do with me. Everything else just falls into the shadows around you. It's all about you, Jesus. That's what that song makes me think of. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Right. I get it.
Yeah. We know that music even has the power to move nations. You know, mm-hmm. as we put the show together, I was thinking about years ago, remember in the 80s, the whole We Are the World campaign? So
yes.
music can draw people together. It can unite us behind a cause or just put our minds in the same place and help us focus. You remember that? They played that song over and over and over again in the video. Remember, music videos were fairly new back then. There was still something to look forward to. So that whole We Are the World campaign was awesome. You know, I can still see it in my head.
Yeah, and it pulled people together in a time when, you know, trying to bring awareness to different poverty issues. Issues, and it definitely pulls folks together. There is something about music when you can be from, you know, any neighborhood, any background, any race, and it will pull folks together, you know, harmoniously, and you don't have to pretty much have grown up in the same environment is what I'm trying to say. I can listen to a song and somebody in Germany can hear that same song and that'll connect us, you know.
Right.
It's amazing. I've listened to, sometimes they'll have church choirs come to visit New Orleans and they'll sing at different high schools. And I saw on a public access television station one time, I mean, this little choir was jamming and it was full of Caucasian students. And I forget where they were from, but they did not speak English, but they knew how to sing in English. I mean, they understood obviously the word, you know, and it was when they would interview the students, you knew they were from somewhere else. I forget where it was because they were, you know, speaking another language, but when they sung the song that they were singing, I knew the song, and it was amazing how, you know, how that transpired, and it seemed just like a regular choir that was here in New Orleans that I was familiar with as they were singing. So that's absolutely true. Go ahead, you get ready
to say
something.
It's been said that music is the universal language.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yes, it
just goes with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that got me to thinking about this whole segment, music, when we're mourning, music is played. Music has helped people through grief, times of grief, right? That's amazing in itself that even sometimes when you're feeling full of grief that you can put on a certain song to help you through that process. Here in New Orleans, we know it's very familiar to folks in certain neighborhoods to have second line bands. Hello?
Are you there?
I'm sorry, yeah. I hit the whole button. But
people
will celebrate with second line music at the funerals. And so I sometimes will tell people from out of town, yeah, New Orleans, they love the party. They either party for funerals, you know. And so, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to bring on one of our callers. And it is Miss Ashley once again. Ashley joined us last week, but before I bring her on, I'm going to play this song. This song reminds me of Ashley so much. I've got, like, songs that I've attached to both my kids and to my husband, and each one of them, again, makes me cry. So this is Ashley's song.
When you're feeling lost in the sun,
that's for me,
you,
Ashley.
When you feel your world just inside, call on me, you'll wave your way. Count on me. Anytime the time gets too tough, anytime your best ain't enough, I'll be the one to make it better. I'll be there to protect you, see you through. I'll be there, and there is nothing I won't do. I will cross the ocean for you. I'll
Ashley. Ashley, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here. I'm going to put Ashley on because she's tired. And we're going to hear from her, and then she can go to sleep. She's been working very hard. But Ashley's got a whole lot to say about music most of the time, and I just wanted to give her an opportunity to share some of that with us tonight. Again, music can move us in very powerful ways, awesome ways, good ways, but there's also another side to that, and this is where I'm going to let Ashley pick up. Go ahead.
Let's see where I'll start. I am an avid lover of music just in general. I think it's one of the things that gets on my husband's nerves the most because I play it all the time. I sing all the time. I make beats all the time. It's just fluently me. Not to say that I'm a great singer because I'm actually horrible. But at one point in time while I was in college, I decided that I just wasn't diverse enough in the music that I listened to, and I wanted to be able to say that I knew almost any song that popped on the radio, which was cool for me at the time. So I downloaded a massive amount of music on my computer, from the Beatles to, you know, the funkadelic kind of music to James Brown. I just wanted a very good mix. So around the time I finished downloading all this music, I had watched a little documentary on the internet just about, I think it was called Blood Sacrifice for Fame or something like that, and that video, being whatever it was, kept bringing me to other videos and other videos, seeing these pastors who are really breaking down music and the effects of music on the brain and how you really are what you listen to. It becomes you. One pastor, and it's the one who I love the most to listen to, I think everyone should listen to, is G. Craig Lewis. And he is an excellent guy on breaking down music, hip-hop, which I love, unfortunately. And I think even, Tanya, I think you remember when I first started doing this and I completely just deleted everything.
I remember our conversations, too.
Uh-huh.
Ashley, can you share about what it was doing to you? Can you share about that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So after downloading all this music, I used to, at night, I would hit play on the very first song I had in my playlist, which I can still say now was Nivea Complicated, and I would just run through my list of music all night, and it would play in my sleep. And at some point in time, I would go to sleep, and I would wake up and feel something on top of me, not be able to breathe, not be able to move, not be able to scream. Or I would wake up and know I was not in my room alone. Know it for a fact. There's nothing you can tell me to make me believe that I was in my room alone on some of those nights. And it would literally be in the room, just on the other side of the room, and I knew it was watching, waiting for me. Not sure what it was waiting for me to do, but I would have just these horrible spirits that I could feel in my atmosphere. And for the most of the time, it was at night. But after I started researching, I guess, some of these pastors and how they were just breaking down music, I realized that I had allowed so much into my spirit by what I listened to. And you truly are a door for whatever you want to open. One thing that stuck with me that a pastor said is that if it rains in a certain place, then it's just rain. But if it continuously rains or consistently rains, then that becomes a climate. And after that climate has been there for so long, it becomes an atmosphere. And that atmosphere dictates whatever can grow within that area. And so I had to realize that I had conditioned myself to a different atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And it allowed certain things to grow and develop inside myself and my spirit that should not have been there.
Wow.
I think that's good.
That's
awesome
good, actually.
Thing to have, yeah.
I can recall some conversations that Ashley and I would have about music. And Ashley is my niece, by the way, Demetria's daughter. And for listeners that know me, just letting you know. And I must say, Ashley, that now I understand where you were coming from, like now, at this present time. Not this present day, because of what you're saying right now, but in the present time I am in my life, I completely understand where you were coming from then, and you're the younger teaching the auntie, so I'm not embarrassed or afraid to say that. I love Mary J. Blige. Love Mary J. Blige. You may remember that. I'm not sure or not.
Uh-huh.
But I would buy all of her CDs, and I would get one for myself and one for my mother. You know, I never would download her music, meaning get it for free. I would pay for it because I was a fan of Mary. But as I began to still listen, as God was entering into my life, as I was allowing him to, and I listened to her music, and I'm like, and I begin to listen to the words, I'm like, you know what? I'm sad. Like I was, it put me in a frame that I was just sad. Like, okay, and apparently at the point when she wrote most of her songs, she would say that, and she was very honest in that, saying that most of the time she wrote on how she felt at that particular time. So, you know, and so maybe that's true to how she felt, you know. But I just know now certain, and I'm a huge, anybody that knows me knows that I was a huge Mary J. Blige fan, and still, and not having anything against her, but that music, if I were to put it on today and listen to And I Can't Be Without You, Baby, I'll Be Up Until You Get Home Because I Can't Live Without You, Baby, and I'm like, wait a minute, I would never want to say I can't live without somebody. Like, I'm really, it was so loud and profound to me about exactly what she was saying, and then what I was saying repeatedly over and over again, and then you begin to perpetuate that, like you just explained, you begin to let that feed into you and let that be your anthem, so to speak. So, you know, you get in relationships, you feel like you can't get out of them. You can't live without somebody because that's what you're saying, you know, in that particular song anyway. And so there was
a lot of Christians, when we go into reading our Bible, and we constantly read, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know,
exactly.
You speak things into existence. But the main thing that comes out of our mouths are usually these lyrics to these songs that have either A, absolutely nothing to do with the lifestyle that we live, or B, it's some horrible lifestyle that we wouldn't really want to live. And what sucks is, because music is so powerful, it's the only thing that can enter your mind and you have absolutely no control of it. You don't have to listen to the Folgers commercial to know what the jingle is. It's just on the TV. You really have no control over what you hear when you're walking around in Walmart. Or if you're riding in a car with someone else, you have no control over what you hear and how it starts to feed into you, especially if you're not combating that with good, positive music.
To a certain extent, you're right. You don't have any control. But when you're by yourself and you can control it, you have control.
Mm-hmm.
It's
all about making sure that you are combating it with positive music, making sure that when you do have control over it, you can. And I can even say now, I'm not good with this because I get in my moods where I want to listen to this song, and that's what I want to listen to, and that's just life.
Still having some control because you choose to, that's your choice to listen. And so you're choosing, like, look, this is what I want to listen to, so hey, I'm going to have at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And some things are just, it's just ingrained in us, so we kind of segue back to certain things. But sounds like you're more aware now, Ashley. So you can turn the button off when you want to. There are people who are probably listening to what you just described about, you know, in your sleep state, how you woke up feeling a certain way, and about some of the things that I've said that may say, what? Y'all making too much of that. Or, you know, when Demetria, your mom, just mentioned about the wording of a certain song she just played, you guys are making too much of it. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that you're right, life and death does lie in the power of the tongue. And what we say, we begin to feel that. And so one of those things, just starting to search out, listening to things that make me feel good. That's why I listen to Pandora. And that is why I don't listen to the radio anymore. And that's been going on for a couple of years now, is that I can choose what I want to listen to.
Right, right. Certainly faith comes by hearing, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes we don't, we keep that in one life segment, just one compartment of life, but faith truly does come by hearing, and it can be in many different arenas. So I
mm-hmm.
heard somebody say today, this gentleman, he was talking about he suffered with depression, and so
mm-hmm.
he makes it a point that he has to be careful of what he listens to, because he can
right.
start taking on the emotions of those songs. So he chooses not even to listen to the radio at all if he's driving in the car. He turns it completely off. It's just one way that he deals with it. But that's the power of music. It can be so subtle. Sometimes it can just hit you. It's just right in your face. You know even what's the feeling that's trying to be portrayed to you. Other times it's so subtle. So we do have to be careful. We have to put a guard at the gate. And like Ashley was saying, you create your atmosphere. So, Ashley, you have any more thoughts that you want to add?
The only other thing that I really want to add is just from the concept of where it's easiest for Satan to hit you and your mind. And I will honestly say it's music. It's the easiest thing. He was the sound of the morning when he was in heaven. He ushered in God's presence. It's known that his body was made of pipes and vials. He knew every sound that there ever was to make, and he was beautiful and wonderful at it. So when he was cast down to earth, nothing says he lost his abilities. Nothing says that he lost
right.
what he was not good, but great at. And so when you have a PhD or a doctorate in something, why would you not use that? That's the
right.
concept that we as Christians have to look at when we're thinking about the world and music and how powerful of a force it is. Music shapes cultures. And
it does.
Once you have the young people set on a culture, then there's no coming back from it. I mean, why do you think the homosexual movement is as strong as it is? Because it's become a safe haven for the young people. And so now those agendas are getting pushed. So anything that young people get attached to is going to be set in stone soon enough. And music is one area that young people have grasped tight.
And we've seen that across generation after generation, right? How the music
mm-hmm.
Started with the young people from Woodstock. Definitely Woodstock. That's a major one that pops up in my head. And how
let's look
that
at hip hop as a whole. That was just pure. That is pure hip hop, pure Afro American. I mean, if you're black and you don't like hip hop, then it's an idea that something's probably wrong with you. I mean, these things become so much a part of ourselves and so much a part
mm-hmm.
of our culture. That, you know, to not listen to the new Jay-Z album is like, who are you?
Right.
Yeah, it's
good for Jay-Z.
Lame. So, like, yeah, I'm lame now because I don't know the new Jay-Z
yeah.
album. But I did used to know the Jay-Z album. Yes. Yes.
We do have another caller in. So, Ashley, thank you once again.
Thank you, Ash.
For sharing
Alrighty.
Your thoughts. Go get some rest.
All righty.
Good night.
Good night.
caller 323. I am making you live. Welcome to Ministry Along the Way Radio. Tell us your name.
Hi, guys. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
I'm actually calling from Tennessee, Brentwood, Tennessee.
Hi.
My name is Mary.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Marion. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Tanya.
So what do you have to add to the discussion?
So this is actually interesting because during a lunch break today, I was sitting in a restaurant and the television, they actually had a television station on a channel where they were showing videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a video by Chris Brown. I can't remember who the other artist was, but the video came on, and it was my first time actually hearing the entire, you know, just all the lyrics on that particular song, because sometimes they play it on the radio, but it's usually the edited version. And when
mm-hmm.
I heard it, I was the, first of all, I was the only African-American in this restaurant, but I was so embarrassed.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Just, you know, what, you know, how degrading the lyrics were for women, and just to see that this was something that young people had access to listen to. And so it's interesting that immediately after I saw that, I started reaching out to a couple of friends, and we were texting and discussing it. And then, Tanyelle, you sent the information about tonight's topic.
Wow.
And it's very true, you know, just how you have to really be, you just really have to guard your mind. You got to guard your thoughts.
Yes.
You have to be aware of what you allow to enter into, you know, enter into your spirit, you know, for
mm-hmm.
the most part, because it's interesting that the caller before me was talking about how she used to listen to music, you know, going to sleep and different things like that. And I'm the same way. So I have the ability to really, like, memorizing things has always been very easy for me. So if I listen
mm-hmm.
to something long enough, it usually just becomes a part of my psyche. So the next morning, I've noticed if I listen to something late at night, the next morning, you know, that's the first thing that I think about. The lyrics
mm-hmm.
to whatever song or whatever, you know, whatever I listen to, you know, that evening. So it's just important to, I'm glad you guys brought this topic up because, you know, we live in a world where we're influenced by so many things. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we talk about biblically, the Bible talks about, you know, idle mind is the devil's workshop. And
yeah.
how we do have to be on guard at all times for what we're allowing to enter our, you know, to enter into our everyday. And it just kind of goes back to the whole idea of just vibration. Like, everything has a vibration, I believe. I believe the energy
mm-hmm.
that we give off is a vibration. The music that we listen to is a vibration. And so music is just one of those vibrations, and sometimes the vibrations are negative. And depending on where you are in your walk along your, you know, your journey, as you mentioned, Tanya, when you were telling the caller that right now, where you are now, you can understand what she said about, you know, her thoughts on music and how it affects
mm-hmm.
you. You know, some people aren't, you know, in a position where they can really just listen to certain things because it has so much influence on who they are.
Good. Thank you, Mary, and thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Well, keep listening and hope to hear you join in with us some, you know, Tuesdays down the line. So thank you for listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
It was good seeing you too over the holiday. Love you much.
You too. Talk to you later.
All righty. You know, Demetria, as we're are we taking a break? I'm sorry. I know you're at the switchboard.
Let me play one of your songs, and we can do
okay.
As quick as that song, I'll just let it play, and that can be our break. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
We'll do that.
I will be the one who will give my all. want to give your all to God tonight. Anybody?
Well, that was
I love that song.
That was by Darwin Hobbs. That's one of Tanyelle's favorites. We were sharing some of our favorite songs tonight. I'm glad that we were able to do that. It's a little different for us. But this
is
Ministry Along the Way Radio. Welcome back.
Yes.
From our break. And Tanyelle, you want to go ahead and pick up on this side of the break?
Yes, first I want to say that song is how I feel right now. When people will ask me, you know, why are you smiling so much? And, you know, they may think it's because I'm dating a guy or something like that. And when I get the opportunity to share with them, well, let me tell you about the guy that I'm in love with. And I'm just so in love with Jesus. And there's a part in their song that says, what can separate me from your love? And when I hear that, I tear up because I'm like, Lord, please don't let me get out of your reach again. And I know, when I say that, Lord, don't let me get out, because I, just pull me back in when I step away, because it's only because I've stepped away that I'm out of his reach. And I'm just like, Lord, please, when I look like I'm stepping out, let me know, make me be aware of it so that I can, you know, get right back on track. And so I love that song. But I also wanted to add that there was a particular song a while back that I used to listen to because I used to like the beat. And in New Orleans, we always say catch that beat, you know, and that means you dance to a particular beat. And this was a song by CeeLo Green, and I'm going to say the song because I think we have liberty to talk about the songs that we used to listen to and give titles. And this is that no way of shooting at the person or, you know, talking down to that particular artist. But anywho, he had a song that is called My Kind of People. And I just used to love the beat of the song. So I would tell my ex, put the song on you always listen to. And Demetria, we would be in here swinging out to the song. We would inside the house doing an old school swing guy, right? And I never really listened to the words of the song, just the beat. So later on, he put it on again. I listened, and I'm going, what? You like what? And the song says, so if you like coke and you like dope, you're my kind of people.
Really?
You're my kind of people. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And, you know, I wasn't even born again when I heard those words to the song, but you know, even knowing now where I am now, it is important about what we listen to. Ashley she's so right in that. And because what we feed into our spirits, Marion touched on at the caller before, it begins to take over us. And that's even what we watch on television, what we put into our, you know,
right.
What we're watching
exactly.
Through eyes and all of that, the conversations that we're involved in. You know, I'm even watchful of that sometimes if I'm getting into gossipy conversations. You know, all of that can affect your spirit in some way, negatively. So, yeah, and just hearing Marion say today, listening to a certain song today of that artist and hearing how degrading it was, you know, you had me thinking more and more about songs that I grew up on listening to when I was, in my younger days. UGK had a song, I Got a Pocket Full of Stones. I'm a girl singing I Got a Pocket Full of Stones. That's a rap song, Demetria. Pocket Full of Stones was drugs. That was rock cocaine.
Oh.
And it's just like, you what? And you just, but more than anything, it wasn't for me, it wasn't the words to the song. It was actually the beat of the song. It was the rhythm. They had a good hook. And any good producer out there knows a good hook is everything. And that's what they go for. And it's like, say whatever, you know, write anything, not, you know, and just put a good hook to it. And Ashley, what she's saying for youth, a lot of it is the hook of the songs that are grabbing, the beat of the songs that are grabbing these youngsters, and then they start singing these words over and over and over again, not realizing
right.
that it's feeding their spirit negatively.
Right, right. It's such a powerful thing. We're going to say that over and over again tonight because
yes.
we just don't realize just how powerful music is. It has the power to, in the write-up on Block Talk Radio, to calm or heal a troubled soul. And we've seen that in the Bible when King Saul was troubled and he was facing the enemy and the Philistines, and he was, you know, he would be troubled. An evil spirit was there to torment him. David would come and play music for him. And then that spirit would be lifted. This is a powerful thing. It's a powerful tool. It can be used for good. It can be used for evil. And it's just good to be aware of things. It's very good to be aware. That's one of the things that we hope to do with this show, just to bring some awareness, also to have a good conversation. That's a part of it as well. But tonight I do want there to be some takeaways, and that is one of them, just recognizing how powerful music is, because it can be a subtlety that we overlook. And so let's be more careful about what we create our atmosphere with, because that's what we're going to exist in, that's what we're going to dwell in, that's what's going to become a part of us. And, you know, sometimes you just feel bad, you know, Tanyelle, and it's time to put on something. You know, we've made reference to that. You put on something that's going to lift your spirit. You know, I love music. Can't say it any other way. I love music. Are you ready for another favorite?
Go right ahead. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go with yours. This is another of Tanyelle's faves. You gonna sing, Tanyelle?
Oh, you put me on the spot. I got all my sisters in me.
You can sing along with this one.
We are family. Get off everybody and sing.
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
That's it. And I love family, and that's the gist of that song. I'm a kid in a candy shop when I'm around family. I love being around my family all the time. So
you know, music has been the backdrop of our lives. When we think about some of the significant things that have happened, music has been a part of it. Think about being in high school. I was the biggest Whitney Houston fan, not to mention New Edition, okay, but right now I'm talking about Whitney. And just whatever song it was, it seemed like I could find something to fit whatever was going on in my teenage life at the time. Break up with a boyfriend, oh, didn't we almost have it all? You know, there was Whitney to sing a song about it.
When I couldn't date guys because I was too young, I remember dreaming about the boyfriend that I would have, and I would sing. LL Cool J had his song, so he was my boyfriend in my head, and you know, he would have that song, I Need Love, and you couldn't tell me he was singing it to me. And I know other girls are listening, saying it, he was singing it to you.
No,
but,
I think you got that wrong. He was singing that one to me, actually.
I was just sitting on, I was at my grandmother's house the other day, and with my younger cousins, age ranging from 14 to 19, and so we were going back and forth. I told them, play some of, it's funny you came up with this topic, Niecy, because we were just saying, I said, play some of y'all music, and I bet you don't even remember a song that was just played 2 years ago. Tell me a song that was played 2 years ago from you guys' genre, and they could not they couldn't think of a song. Like they could think of a title, but they could not memorize the names of the songs, right? And I was just saying how some of our songs were classics, and I was thinking,
Yeah,
I did Eric B and Rakim, and they were amazed that I knew all of the lyrics. And LL Cool J was one of them, and they were looking at me like, you know that? And then guess what? They even knew some of it. One of my cousins, she sung an old, she's 14, 15 years old, and she sung an old Boys and Men song. And I'm like, well, what happened to Trey Songz? Y'all don't know anything that he has? So I'm sorry. The substance of the music right now is just...
It's all about the beat.
We do have a caller, area code 647. I'm making you live. Welcome to Ministry Along the Way Radio. Tell us your name. Oh, we lost the call. Maybe go ahead and call us back. Press that number one so I'll know to add you on when you do call back. But you are so right about today's music. Cause I don't even listen to it. I don't know what's popular, what's new. I'm like this '80s girl. Play me anything from the '80s, and I think it's good. You know, love the '80s music. Who doesn't?
Correct. Who doesn't? That caller, I want to encourage you to call right back because I know who that is. I just had to check the area code, and I want to say call back. I'm so excited that you're calling in. That person is calling all the way from Toronto, Demetria. So hopefully we can get
good.
Him back.
Call us back. Call us back.
So hopefully.
We're chatting in the meantime. Speaking of family, this one is, I'm going to play the song that reminds me of my son. It makes me cry. Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you, it does. You heard this at my wedding reception.
I can't remember when you were there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I've found with you. Through the years, I've never I've loved the life we've made, and I'm so glad I stayed right here with you through the years.
Okay, I have to pull myself together. Like, immediately when I hear that song, I get all weepy-eyed. But again, that goes to family. Yeah, I got my family songs. I'm kind of weird that way. Yeah.
No, that's not weird. You hear certain songs and it'll make you think of a loved one. And that's what we're talking about. Music is extremely powerful. And we must keep in mind that the folks that are writing these songs, they were in a particular state of mind when they were writing those songs, I would think. You know, I know you have some songwriters that just will write a song because it'll sell, and they say, let me write this, and I think this
right.
will be a good love song. So this may be a good wedding song. But you have those songwriters who are authentic and true to, you know, putting out things that are attached to the emotion that they feel. At least that's what they say. You have some artists say, you know, you heard my album. You know, they'll say, tell me about the album. What made you go that route? And they'll say, well, I was feeling that way at that time, and I wanted to be true to my audience and true to my feelings. So I'm only going to believe what they say, you know, most of them anyway. And so some of that music that they're writing, they were in a, you hear those breakup songs, they were in a breakup state at that particular time. Yeah.
And I think we've lost something in, you know, we're talking about today's music. I love a good love song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Lionel Richie, you need to sit these young people down and give them some lessons or something, because, you know, just because you're singing about sex, that does not make it a love song. Can you please teach them something?
But you know what? Your daughter says something on there, something that you, it's interesting that you say that. There aren't that many love songs, or because it's the state of the way society is moving now. People are not really promoting love. You see more breakups, more, you know, in relationships, and people are so quick to get with somebody really quickly to satisfy, you know, that loneliness. So they'll get with somebody really fast. So you don't hear those love songs that much. People are not celebrating love. They're not taking the time to truly search what love is for whatever reason.
Exactly.
Like Ashley, yeah, like she said, we're seeing a whole societal change where young people who are involved in same-sex relationships, they're finding comfort in music, and not just a same-sex period. People who are having loose lives are finding comfort in certain music that isn't really feeding or nurturing or growing them in a positive way. And
right.
So we're starting to see that. The music is showing what's going on. It's pretty much projecting what we're seeing right now, what we're living.
It definitely is. We are actually toward the end of our show, Tanya.
I see that. I know. I feel like we just got started.
I know, because there's so much to be said here, as usual. But I don't even know that we've tapped the surface of this thing. But we're talking about love, and I'm going to play us out with, which is a love song for me. And this is mm-hmm. the song that... I actually walked down the aisle on to marry my husband. Another one that makes me weep. This is significant to me because, and you'll hear the words, it's just mm-hmm. a small piece of the song. And actually, it's a love song to Jesus, actually, but it fits
okay.
so perfectly. And this is why it fits between man and wife, because the Bible tells me, as Mrs. Bridges, that I need to reverence my husband.
Oh, wow.
That is the only person that he gives me permission to reverence, as if I were reverencing himself, God. That same reverence, I can have that for my husband. God, he told me to. He instructed me to. He says reverence him. And I'm still learning. I'm a work in progress. I don't always get it right. And I want to say that this song brings me back. And it helps me to keep him in position in my life and in my heart. So as we say good night, and until next Tuesday, Tanya, you have any more thoughts you want to add before I play?
I only want to say that I'm getting texts from folks that said that it ended right at 8:30 for them. So we're not live anymore with our audience.
They should be able to hear it if they play the archive.
No, I know they can go back. I just wanted to, this is my first mm-hmm. time knowing it, and I just wanted to know, say okay. that they aren't listening, because I was just getting ready to tell folks, if you didn't get a chance to call in, you know, again, but they were actually, I have a couple of people texting me to say it cut off, but that's
okay.
Right, they can listen to the archive. And just want to tell you good night and wonderful topic. Maybe we can talk about it again next week.
Yeah, we probably can, yeah.
Okay,
so.
All right.
I don't think we're done.
Good night.
Good night to you.